With us from Ravenswood, West Virginia. We're thrilled they're here. And I did not know that Pastor Johnson was going to be here. I have had occasion to be in West Virginia many years ago for different ministry opportunities. And this was one of the men and families that was always kind to me. And I appreciate that. I hope I can be kind to you today. And we appreciate their ministry. And you know, we got anybody here from West Virginia? Oh, yeah. See, I tell you what, there's more than what scream right there. There you go. I wanted a little West Virginia love right there. Anyway, we're thrilled they're here and thrilled for all of you. And if you live closer than West Virginia, we'd love to see you again and again. Be connected with what God is doing here. I want to direct your attention to 2 Corinthians 5. I enjoyed the ministry report of missions and what God is doing. And I just thought as we were hearing about those healings, wouldn't it be awesome if somebody here in this sanctuary said, today is my day to receive my miracle from the Lord. And you saw, we prayed just a little bit ago for people that just came forward, a very random process. We don't ask a lot of details, but we do believe that God answers prayer. We're going to do that again after this message. And I want to alert one of our guests, whoever you may be, don't feel like you got to be a member of this church to receive a miracle today. If we never see you again, we'd be thrilled to know that God met you here today. We want you to be connected with our church. We want you to come back as often as you can. We'd love for you to be a part of our family, but don't wait for all of that to get closer to the Lord today. Get connected with the Lord today. Receive a blessing or a miracle today. And as I mentioned here a couple weeks ago, beginning last Sunday with a tremendous ministry of Brother Duncan, and now again today, next week, and through the month of October, we do want to be particularly focused on Sunday morning on messages that just encourage people to believe God for what they need. I want to help you with that today from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19. To wit or to know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. One translation kind of brings it into our modern language. Some of those King James words are not words we hear every day, but it says this: for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and listen to this, no longer counting people's sins against them. Wow. No longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. I want to talk to you for a little bit today from just one word, and the word is closer. Closer. There is a God that wants to be closer to you. And he's looking for someone in this sanctuary that literally wants to be closer to him. If that's you, would you just ask the Lord to speak to you and visit you supernaturally? Would you use that wording in your prayer? Jesus, come closer to me. Visit me supernaturally, Lord. Let me experience something supernatural, Lord.
Oh, thank you, God.
I want a supernatural touch, oh God. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. One more time, would you use your voice to praise him? And those of you that are filled with the Holy Ghost, would you pray in the Spirit that God would touch somebody in a supernatural way, that God would reach somebody in a supernatural way? In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for being here today. And so we read again, to wit or to know that God was in Christ. Now I want to ask you a question. Certainly we acknowledge, most of us, if not all of us, would accept the reality God was in Christ. But my question is this: what if God was not in Christ? What if that was not God that visited us as Jesus Christ? What if God remained distant from us? How would we connect with him? In the Old Testament, I want you to see from Deuteronomy 30, it says in verse number 10, "For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. It's not beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14, but the word is very nigh, or very near unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Before God was in Christ, God revealed his will to his people. He revealed his presence to his people by his word. The word of God was made available to Old Testament Israel, and they could hear God's voice through the word of God and through the man of God. And if you will, that was their gateway to the presence of God. That was their gateway to the blessing of God and the favor of God. You don't need a Bible study in the Old Testament today to understand that we got God's word, we got God's commandment, and if we just do what God says, we're going to get closer to him. Isn't that how it worked? Well, that's how it was supposed to work, but it really didn't work. Because even though the commandments were given, and even though the word was given, even though it was made available to God's people in the Old Testament, they really struggled to get closer to God. Oh, there were some victories and there were some highlights, but there were also some horrible disappointments and really some horrible drifting. And all the while, there was a God that speaks today as he did back then. I want to be closer to humanity. Think about God in terms of being distant from us, and look back at Deuteronomy and consider, I could never build a ladder high enough to get to where God is. I could never climb a tower tall enough to get to where God is. So thank God he's made his word available to me, because it reveals to me that although I cannot get to him, he can get to me. He can get his word to where I am. He can get his message to where I am. And he can transform me and change me and draw me closer to him. Look at the book of Romans chapter 10. The scripture speaks of the Old Testament. Later, Isaiah spoke boldly for God, saying, I was found by people who were not looking for me. I showed myself in those who were not asking for me. But regarding Israel, God said, all day long I opened my arms to them, but they were disobedient and rebellious. It's as if God was saying, king in the original people of Israel in the Old Testament. I did everything I could do to get closer to them, but it seemed like it did not work the way I wanted it to work. I was longing for a closeness. I was longing for an intimacy, and it seems like they rejected me when they rejected my word. They rejected me when they walked away from my will. And yet all the while, God is speaking to man, and he's saying, I want to be close to you. I want to say to every person that's a part of this church, if you are a part of the human family, you have a Father, God, who wants to be closer to you. He wants to be personal with you. He wants to be intimate with you. You don't have to log in so many years as a church member for God to look at you and say, I long to be closer to you. You don't have to impress other people with your religion or your self-righteousness for God to say, I long to be close to you. And as he is with the human race, so he is with individuals that sit on pews at Heaven View today. If you are in this building and you long to be closer to God, you have no idea how much God even more so longs to be close to you. And so he sent the preacher with a word today, and the word is this: closer. I want to be closer to you, and I'm hoping that you want to be closer to me. And no matter how you feel about the distance and the distractions of life, today is your day to move closer. Amen. Now back to the original question, because here is where we can find the answer that will draw us nearer to God even before we leave. He sent his word in the Old Testament to bring us closer. He made his word available to humanity through Israel in the Old Testament to bring us closer. But we see that Israel as a nation rejected the Lord. As an Old Testament people, they did not stay close to him when he was reaching for them. And so the Lord said, now I am reaching for anybody. Now I am longing for anybody. I want everybody to have the privilege of being close to the God of the universe. And so the question is, what if God was not in Christ? I could never get closer. There would always be a distance. There would always be a great gulf between God and humanity. But look at John 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word was the way for us to get closer to God. And when the spoken word from God to the prophet to the people, when it did not seem to accomplish the longing in the heartbeat of God, then God was in Christ. Then God was in Christ. Then God was manifest in the flesh. And I know he came to his own, and his own received him not. I know there were even many that rejected Jesus when he walked on the earth. But John 1 and verse 12 says this: but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And from that day until this day, today. Yes, there are some that have rejected Jesus, but there's a host of folks around the world and some that made it to Heaven View today. You have received Jesus into your life. You have received the Word into your life. And for every single one of us, can you feel, I'm just a little bit closer. I'm just a little bit closer. There are so many that feel like God is far away, but the Word was made flesh. And the Word has given me access to know who God is. Again, looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. In other words, helping everybody that wants to get close to him to experience that closeness, to experience that salvation. Can I remind you today that if God was not in Christ, there is no hope. If God was not in Christ, there is no salvation. If God was not in Christ, there is no remedy for sin. But the angel said to Mary, you're going to bring forth a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus. That name literally means Jehovah, or God has become my salvation. And so the angel went on to say, call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. If God is not in Christ, I will die a wretched sinner. But because God was in Christ, I can be reconciled. I can be closer. I can be rescued. I can know God. Matthew 1 and 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. If you study the history of God revealing himself to humanity, it starts with the Old Testament people of Israel, and very quickly you discern by studying the Bible, here O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And throughout the cultures of that day, there were many gods. There were many idols. There were many that were worshipped as a higher power. It's still that way today. But the scripture is clear. There is only one God. And that one God wants to be closer and closer and closer to humanity and to each individual. And so that one God was in Christ so that he could reveal himself to every one of us. I know it's not Christmas time, but this is rejoicing time. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I preach to you that when you get closer to God, you get closer to Wonderful. When you get closer to God, you get closer to Counselor. When you get closer to God, you get closer to the Mighty One, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Come on, I want to be closer. 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 God was in Christ. The Word was made flesh. Why? Because God is saying, come closer. If we would be honest, even with our religion on Sundays, there is something that beats in the heart of each of us. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you. And what excites me today is as much as I want more of him, he wants more of me. As much as I want to be closer to him, he wants to be closer to me. I don't know if you've ever had a good friend and then maybe that friendship has drifted into something that was less than what it was. And there's a longing in your heart. And I think for humanity, that's what God feels, that sin separates us from him. But he is never stop longing to have a relationship with each and every one of us. Whoever you are in this building, If you even feel a little bit distant from the Lord, today is the day for you to hear a message straight from the Spirit of God. Come closer. Come closer. Don't be afraid. God was in Christ not to count up all your sins and condemn you to die, but to say, I love you, I forgive you, and I want more of you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The word reconciliation, we look again at 2 Corinthians 5, to wit that God was in Christ, to know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. That word reconciliation, it speaks of someone ceasing to be angry with another and saying, you have my favor where you didn't have my favor. You are welcome closer to me, even though there was a time when you couldn't get close to me. Isaiah the prophet describes it this way in Isaiah 59, verse number 1 from the New Living Translation. Listen, listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor his ear too deaf to hear you call. It is your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. That's what reconciliation is all about. Because God is holy, we are unholy. We are sinful. We fail to keep the word of God. And so God is saying, listen, listen, I know we've been separated because of your sin, but I'm going to take care of your sin. I'm going to die for your sin. I'm going to redeem you from your sin. And now you're going to have my favor. Now you're going to have my blessing. Now you're going to be reconciled. In other words, now you can be closer. I wonder if you could raise your hands right where you're seated and say, Jesus, thank you for Calvary. Thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for rescuing me from all of my failures and weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, for giving me your favor and your blessing so that I could be closer. Can you say amen? One of the wonderful and even startling things about the revelation of Jesus Christ being the God of the universe is all of a sudden you can look at his actions and his words here on this earth, and you can see a relevance that it's relative to our day right now. Because as Jesus was preparing to die for the sins of all mankind, he made a couple of promises to his own disciples, those original people that had the privilege of being closer to Jesus. And basically he said, I am with you, but I shall be in you. You talk about being closer. If you have your Bibles, or if you could look to the screen, John 14 and verse number 18, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That word comfortless literally means fatherless. And so when you take that in the context of Jesus revealing to his disciples, I and my Father are one. That there is one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. You discover that God wanted to be so close to you that he robed himself in flesh, but he did not stop there. He said, I will not leave you fatherless. Here, the God of the universe, the Father of humanity, he was so distant, he was so unreachable, but God was in Christ. He came to this earth, and we could touch him, and he could touch us. We could reach out to him, and he could reach out to humanity. That same God, Jesus Christ, he said, now I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you fatherless. You're not going to be distant or separated from the Father God of us all. In fact, I will come to you. I will fill you with my Spirit so that we can be closer. Oh, I think that would be a wonderful place. That would be a wonderful place to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you have the Holy Ghost, would you clap your hands one more time? And would you thank the Lord that you are closer than you ever deserved to be? That you are closer than you ever imagined you could be? That you are closer. I've been trying. I haven't always got it right. But a couple weeks ago, we were having a leadership seminar here. And our guest said this to all of our ministry team. He said, when you wake up every day, let your first thought be how big your God is. That hasn't always been my first thought before he said that or even after, but I've been doing better. And I wonder if you could add to that your first thought, how big your God is, and how close your God is. How many of you will try that with me? Did you ever get into a situation that you thought God was far away? Did you ever get in a situation that you thought God couldn't hear you? Have you ever been beat down by a tragedy or a sickness or some other circumstance that you wondered, where in the world is God? Could you just shake yourself at that moment of despair and say, wait a minute, God used to be far away, but he robed himself in flesh because he wanted to be closer. And then furthermore, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Since I have repented of my sins, since I have been baptized in his name, he has filled me with his Spirit. Christ in me, the hope of glory. In other words, he's closer, he's closer, he's closer than even the mention of his name. Because even before I say Jesus, he's already here, he's already here. He's closer. Oh, would you clap your hands and thank the Lord? I want to turn your attention to Acts chapter 2. And specifically, if you have been a follower of the Lord, if you have been a Christian for at least a few days, and you have never read these words, I want you to read them as a promise to you. A promise that God wants to fulfill today. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. In God's passion to be closer to you, he wants you to know today that as much as religion and Christianity can serve the purpose of bringing us closer to God and closer to each other, and it has its place. And I thank God for the church. I am much more secure in being what God wants me to be because you're helping me, and together we're pleasing the Lord and encouraging each other. But there is more than religion when it comes to being closer to God. There's even more than Christianity when it comes to being closer to God. He has promised that he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, upon everybody and anybody that wants to be closer to him. There is more than this church on Sunday, and I hope you're here every time we have church, but he wants to be closer. It's more than even just feeling something that first time you prayed and said, God, I give my life to you. That's beautiful. That's awesome. But he wants to be closer. closer. And so he has promised, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This God that was in Christ, now by his spirit, he wants to live in you and live in me. He wants to live in us. You know why? He wants to be closer. And if you're here and you want to be closer to him, I've got good news. He wants to be closer to you. Amen. Look at Acts 2 again. In summing up that message, and you read it when you have time in your own personal devotion, but look at the promise. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you are in this building and you feel like God has called you to serve him, God has called you to know him, God has called you to be a disciple of his, I want you to know this promise is for you, that he wants to be closer to you. That's why here at Heaven View, every service, we take time, and we will in just a few minutes, to repent. Jesus, forgive me of anything that keeps me from being closer to you. Jesus, forgive me of anything that keeps me from receiving everything you have for me. This is one church where everybody gets to come to the altar. It's not just limited to someone that is maybe making a confession of faith for the first time. It's open to anybody that's saying, I want to be closer. I want to be closer. I want to be closer. Because if you want to be closer to him, he wants to be closer to you. That's why here at Heaven View, you don't have to be a member of this church to be baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ, because we recognize God is calling people that they may never be a part of this church. But even in good churches, it seems like it's hard to find anybody that will baptize you like they used to baptize people in the Bible. I've got good news for you. If you want to be closer to God, we will baptize you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've got the robes ready. The water is at the right temperature. You don't have to stress about getting your own clothes wet. We will let you change into one of our robes in a private changing room. We'll bring you out here at the end of the service, and we will baptize you by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because there's something about being closer. In the book of Acts, chapter 10, I want to bring this to a close so we can pray. But there's an amazing story, and I urge you, just remember, if you're taking notes, that preacher said something about Acts 2, Acts 10. I want to trust but verify. I'm going to go back and read Acts 2. Go back and read Acts 10. I'll read the whole book if you want. It's an awesome book. But look at Acts 10, because there is somebody here today that can relate to this. Acts chapter 10 and verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, because Rome was ruling the world. This man was a military leader in that part of the world. And not only was he a military leader, look at verse 2. He was a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, and one which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Obviously, I'm not limiting this to people that have served in the military, although that's awesome and honorable, but I wanted you to catch verse 2, because there's somebody here that I just described you. You are as religious as you know how to be. You are as Christian as you know how to be. You pray. You even help the poor. You try your best to be what God wants you to be. But in this story, as in your story, it doesn't end there. because his personal, private devotion gave him a desire to be closer, closer, closer. I want more of you, God. I've got my religion. I've even got my church, but I want to be closer. That's somebody here today. I'm not going to call you out because I don't know who you are, but you're here today. What I love about this man and what I love about you is some people get just enough religion that they don't want to be closer. Church on Sunday is enough. There's nothing beating in their heart that says, I got to have more, I got to have more. There may be somebody like that here today, and I don't want to judge you, but I'm not really reaching for you right now. I'm reaching for the person here that you've been a Christian for a while. You've loved God with all your heart. You've prayed, you've given, but you still want to be closer. That was Cornelius. And if you read Acts 10, you read his story. You get down about 40 more verses from where we are now, and just to save a little bit of time, look at this, verse 44. The Apostle Peter is speaking to Cornelius, in fact, to all of his family. He's basically having church in his house. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. I don't want to spook anybody out, but there is somebody here that you have longed to be closer to God, and I just read what God has for you next. He wants to fill you with his Spirit until you speak with other tongues. What does that mean, preacher? Until you speak in a language that you didn't learn at school or you didn't grow up to speak, not even a language that maybe I tell you what words to say, that's foolishness. It's a language that God gives you to speak while you're worshiping him because you want to be closer to him, but you have no idea how much he wants to be closer to you. And so when he fills you with his Spirit, that's his way of saying, dude, you've never been this close. Brother, you've never been this close. Sister, you've never been this close. Oh, you felt my power. You know I love you. We've walked together, but you want to be closer. So here it is. Would you bow your heads with me right now? I want everybody in the building to repent of anything that would keep you from getting closer to the Lord right now. Everybody in the sanctuary, I'm going to do it too, and you're going to hear me in the mic, but I'm not praying for you. I'm praying for me. I'm asking everybody that can and will to repent right now. Jesus, forgive me of anything that keeps me from being closer to you. Any sin, any pride, any selfishness, any deception, any doubt, anything, Lord, maybe even just distractions, God, that keep me from more of you in my life. Forgive me, Jesus. If there is a sin or if there's something that God brings to your mind right now, you don't have to meet anybody and talk about it. Just talk to God right where you are. Jesus, now that you brought that to my mind, please forgive me for that. Jesus, now that you've showed me that, now I remember, Lord, please forgive me. Come on, let's all take a moment. I'd like for the Spirit of God to flow freely through this entire sanctuary as though this whole sanctuary was an altar where Jesus could hear us, where Jesus could get closer to us, that while we're praying, while we're seeking him, he will forgive us that quickly, that easily, as we call on his name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just forgive me, Lord. Jesus, cleanse me, Lord, of everything that keeps me from getting closer to you right now. If you have prayed some sort of prayer in your own words, I don't want to try to evaluate or analyze this, but if you feel like you've at least showed the Lord the inside of your heart, would you stand, and right where you're standing, would you just begin to thank him for Calvary? And I know we prayed quietly because that was very personal, but let's be bold in our thanksgiving right now. Let's be bold in our thanksgiving right now. Let's be bold in thanking the Lord. Whatever sin, whatever distraction, whatever doubt, Calvary has taken care of it so that I could be closer. The blood of Jesus has flowed so that I could be closer. Elders, ministers, join me at the altar. Just face the congregation. Wives, if you're here, join us at the altar and face the congregation. Come on, ministers, join us. All of you that can help us pray, and your wives, come and help us right now. We need some ladies here that know how to pray the prayer of faith. We need some men that know how to speak the word of faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 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 I want to have your attention for just a moment. The Spirit of God is moving so mightily. The Bible says that believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Even believers shall lay hands and people will be filled with the Holy Ghost. I have confidence in the men and women that are here, and I know there are others that could be standing here. But a while ago, when you heard the report of people being healed, deaf ears being opened and blind eyes being able to see, if you had even the littlest thought in your heart and mind, well, that would be nice, but I wish it could happen to me. It's going to happen for you today. If you need a physical miracle, if you will come and let one of these folks pray with you, or maybe two will join and pray together while they're praying for you, if you'll just open your heart and your mouth and begin to thank the Lord, God will answer your prayer today. Listen closely. If you have never been filled with the Holy Ghost, you've never spoken with other tongues, just come and find someone, one or two of these leaders, to pray for you. While they're praying for you, I want you just to worship the Lord. If you feel comfortable, raise your hands as if to say, I surrender to you, Lord. And then from your heart, just praise the Lord and thank him. Don't ask him for anything. Just thank him for the miracle. Thank him for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And while these leaders are praying for you and others are praying, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost today because he wants to be closer to you, even closer than you want to be to him. Now, if I've mentioned something and you're ready to come, those of you that want a miracle, come quickly because this altar area is going to fill up. Those of you that want the Holy Ghost, come quickly because this altar area is going to fill up. Those of you that want to be closer, come quickly because the rest of the church is going to come. But we want to make sure you get the prayer that you need. If you need the Holy Ghost, if you want to be closer. Now, anybody that wants to come can come. Anybody that wants to come and say, God, move me closer. God, make me closer. Come on, everybody that can come. You're welcome to come right now and say, Jesus, draw me closer to you.
To you.